This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Rich Mulholland. Some more sobering words of wisdom as we begin our week. Good morning, Mr. Mulholland.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, Rich.
Hi, Rich. Which part of the world are you in these days? You know, your favorite traveling.
I'm in Cape Town this week. I think I'll be in Joburg with you guys next week. And then I'm traveling again.
Yeah.
All right,
just the life of Rich. That's what it is.
Okay, Rich, it's time for us to get into the assumed position and get ready to be slapped across the face with another reality check.
Oh, dear me. Okay, so let's talk about slapping across the face. Let's talk face wash. Let's talk Dove.
Oh.
There we go. So are we all aware of the Dove scandal that kind of erupted over the weekend?
I became aware of it late last night, Rich, but why don't you take us through it for those of us who don't?
So I actually became aware of it this morning on my way to gym, funnily enough. What we were going to be talking about today was traffic circles, but now we have done.
When are we going to talk about you going to gym? That's a new thing, right?
Hey, listen, go suck a what? I go to the Switch. I think we've actually spoken about it before. So I attend the Switch Playgrounds, and I go there, I don't know, like 5 times a week.
Nice.
But I also train as hard in the kitchen with the donuts, which is a problem.
No, that's called balance.
Yeah, I'm more committed to, unfortunately, my donut training than I am to Switch, which is a pity. But there we have it. All right. So I was on my way to gym this morning. I was chatting to Dustin, and we were talking about the Dove commercial. Now, the basic premise is this. So I obviously Google Dove ad, and I find it. Mm-hmm. It's a picture of a black lady with a kind of white skin colored shirt. And then what it has, it shows her taking off her shirt. And then underneath is a white lady.
Mm.
And it's got the Dove bottle there. So now your first inference from the image is, hey, wash with Dove soap and you can wash the black right off you. Now, this would obviously be horrific. I mean, oh my God. This would be the most horrific thing. In fact, there was that Pears advert from way, way, way back when, where they actually even made that joke. Like it's inconceivable.
Yeah, what has subsequently happened is a lot of people have been finding old adverts. But I mean, you can see these adverts are from the Cretaceous era. And adverts used to do exactly that. They would show illustrations of black people being washed with soap and then they turn white. So a lot of people have been, you know, kind of circulating images of that kind of advertising from decades ago.
Along with the image of the Dove
advert.
Let's start with the first hypothesis, my first comment on this thing. It's undoubtedly stupid today from a brand point of view to do something like this or something that can be conceived this way or perceived this way. But now let's take a step back and understand a bit of the reality of the situation. Now, Dove is quite famous for actually standing up for the opposite of this, right? So they had the first one showing a transgender mom with a baby, and they had adverts showing these things. And they're always about, in fact, the underlying intent of this advert was actually to show women beautiful in all different forms. Now, what we need to understand here is that the picture that's been circulated is actually a couple of screen grabs, not the advert itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's screen grabs from a 3-second video that showed a white person, a black person pulling off the shirt and being a white person, the white person pulling off the shirt and showing an Asian person.
Mm-hmm.
And the best I can imagine to explain it to you is, do you remember the end of the old Michael Jackson Bad? Michael Jackson Black and White.
Yes.
Oh, yes, where the people are changing from one ethnicity to the rest in sequence.
Right. Now that's the kind of sequence that happened here. And Dove has actually come out and said, listen, what we're trying to show is that women are beautiful in all forms. That was their thing. Now, I'm not disputing the idea of the stupidity of the order. Maybe they should have been sensitive to the fact that maybe of even, a white person turning into a black person would have been more safe. However, my problem is that we all know that their intention, and so we can definitely slap them across the wrist for their stupidity. We all know that their intention was not to show this. What somebody has done is taken a part of something, presented it out of context, shared that online, and as such, people are now calling to boycott Unilever and Dove. Ironically for me, is nobody's trying to boycott the ad agency who made this. I mean, they've got to be the idiots. But I mean, for sure, Dove ran it. But I think it's important that we always understand context and intent. So were they stupid? Yes. Is it terrible? Absolutely. Like, they shouldn't have done it. Were they racist? And I would like to challenge that. Of course, we know that they weren't, because this is a brand that's typically stood for the exact opposite. And the importance of preserving things in the original context. If you take half of somebody's statement and you deliver just a small little piece without the beginning of the sentence or the end of the sentence, anything anyone says can sound terrible. It is so important that we preserve the absolute context of something to give the full context. And I think that's the travesty that's happening here. We need to be careful of it, because we're rabble rousing. But the other thing for me is that if we see it's a mistake, I read a book every day called The Daily Stoic. And it's every day, it's a passage from one of the Stoic philosophers, and then a kind of just a bit of a take on how we should react and treat it for the day. And if you'll indulge me, I want to read you the section from August the 31st. And it said, consider your failings too. And it starts off with a passage from Marcus Aurelius from Meditations. And he said this: whenever you take offense at someone's wrongdoing, immediately turn to your own similar failings, such as seeing money as good or pleasure or a little fame, whatever form it takes. By thinking on this, you'll quickly forget your anger. Consider also what compels them, for what else could they do? Or if you are able, remove their compulsion. And it goes on, and this is where Ryan Holiday, the author, kind of comments, and he says this: earlier, we were reminded of Socrates' tolerant belief that no one does wrong on purpose. The clearest proof of that hypothesis, all the times we did wrong without malice or intention. Remember them? The time you were rude because you hadn't slept in 2 days? The time you acted on bad information? The time you got carried away, forgot, didn't understand? The list goes on and on. This is why it is so important not to write people off or brand them as enemies. Be as forgiving of them as you are of yourself. Cut them the same slack you would for yourself, so that you can continue to work with them and make use of their talents. And I think it is important with a brand that, like Dove, that has done so much for the most part to try their best to open us up to understand the beauty of all cultures and sexualities and genders and everything that they've done, is to not vilify them completely as the enemy based on a misstep. Because we know clearly that's what it is. And I would love your thoughts on this as well.
So I haven't seen this ad in its entirety, Rich. And all I've seen is the screen grab of the black woman taking off her shirt, and then underneath there's a white woman. Mm. Have you seen the full ad? And tell me what that ad looks like in its entirety.
So I've only seen descriptions of the full ad because it was removed. And what it says is that a black lady takes off her shirt and becomes a white lady, and then the white lady takes off her shirt and becomes an Asian lady. And then the reference, and you can see actually on Brent Lindekew's Good Things Guy page, she's commented on it, mm-hmm. What they were saying that they were trying to show. I'll try to find the reference. I had it open earlier. And it's to show that a celebration of women in all their different forms.
Yes, I have it in front of me here. And it says, it featured three women of different ethnicities, each removing a t-shirt and matching skin tones to reveal the next woman. The visual was intended to convey that Dove Body Wash is for every woman and to be a celebration of diversity. But we got it wrong, the company said, and as a result, offended many people. We are deeply sorry.
But Rich, I mean, you've worked with all manner of brands and different sort of campaigns. You know, I think that maybe a part of these guys were thinking, look, guys, the shit's going to hit the fan in this one, but we'll be able to get a lot of PR around it, and we can come out looking great because we'll be humble enough to say there might be something wrong here.
Because they did apologize after the fact.
Do you think that ever comes into the mindset with this?
I think it does on certain brands. I think Nando's has unapologetically built an entire brand around that premise. Let's put something out there. If you remember the Tail Gunners advert, you know, my dad was a Tail Gunner himself, a military man, you know, of course they know it'd be offensive with the blind guy walking into the pole. And then they remove it. And in fact, the act of removing the advert gives them the press they want. I don't believe in this instance that would be Dove's strategy, just given the fact of, you have to, again, look at things in complete context. So we can't look at one little isolated incident. I mean, people have been drawing in another Dove advert from years ago that shows two patches of skin, one before, one after, showing that the skin is dirty and then clean. And then standing in front of those two patches of skin is a group of women. And there happens to be a black woman on the left and a white woman on the right, another woman in between. And people are saying, ah, you know, this is them being racist, showing that, you know, you before you're black and after. But again, we have to look at the broader context of things. Now, if they were doing that, again, we can certainly vilify them for being stupid and ignorant and for not seeing things properly. And I mean, people should probably lose their jobs. Like, I'm not disputing this. I do believe that the creative director of the agency should maybe be fired, and the creative director or the marketing director at Dove who let it go, or the, you know, social manager who let it go, probably lose their job. And I actually think that would be a responsible act. Yeah. But I don't think they're going to gain out of this by apologizing. And in fact, it's quite an awkward position for them. If you look at their apology, they're trying to apologize unequivocally, but they're trying to also mention, they say, you know, in their follow-ups, they say, but it was a 3-second advert. So they want to make clear to people that they understand, and without, you know, because they can't be seen for a single second as saying that person was wrong for taking the screenshot, because a brand can't do that anymore, because the public witch hunt is unforgiving. But they're trying to get across the point that that's not what they meant, and that there was a 3-second clip. Anyway, I guess everyone can infer from this is what they want. But I feel like on my journey to try be a better person, I do feel that it's important to look at people's intent and to understand that, again, this is a brand. It's also a bunch of people, and people make mistakes. And when one person makes mistakes in one office in one country, we should be smart enough to understand that this does not refer to an entire organization like Unilever's policies or beliefs. And, you know, when I look at the boycotts this morning, everyone's calling to boycott Unilever and boycott Dove and how disgusting and their racist tools. And I think that for me is irresponsible. And it's actually just fueling fire that isn't there. It's finding a small little spark and doing our best to blow on it, to create it into a flame, and then to throw gasoline so that we can have something to be angry about. And I think there's enough shit in the world today, enough things that we should really be angry about, that we don't try fabricate others on our own.
What this also does bring to the surface, which is something that, you know, other people might not understand, are the deep-rooted issues that women of color still battle with to this day when it comes to their level of self-confidence with regards to how they look. Mm-hmm. We see it, you know, in the form of black women, Indian women, you know, women of color, essentially battling with the idea that they need to try and strive to look white, for lack of a better description, in order for them to feel like they are worthy. And what I've seen also on social media is this kind of conversation being brought up, which is the constant battle that women of color are having within themselves about their worth with regards to their hue. So I think that this also hits at that deep-rooted issue, Rich, which is, I think, part of where the controversy is also coming from.
Yeah, I wouldn't dispute that for a single second. Obviously, I can't empathize. I don't understand that feeling. But I imagine that would be where some of the anger is coming from. Mm. I guess my point is that there's so many things I'm scared about. I was reading a piece this morning on North Korea, you know, how actually, you know, putting propaganda posters of them bombing the US. And there's so many things that I'm afraid about and angry about and upset about that exist in the world today. That's you know, guy who abused his 12-year-old daughter and then still has custody for her. Mm. The shootings in Las Vegas. That I just feel that we should put our anger into areas where they really, really are meant to be. And nobody would dispute. I just can't imagine anyone. I think everyone would agree that Dove has been stupid and have made a huge blunder and a big PR mistake. I don't think anyone would believe deep down that Dove is trying to promote an agenda that says that black women would be nicer if they looked like white women, and that you can use their product to wash it away. And that's the accusation that's almost going out. And again, I almost don't want to tell people how to react to these things. I think that this is deeply personal. The reason I wrote out that passage from the Daily Stoic is that I just think that people should try and be more mindful about how they would, I guess, react if it happened to them or if they were there before we're so quick to throw stones. This is not so much a commentary on just this incident. This, for me, is a commentary on how we react in general. And again, I could be wrong on this incident. I'm obviously taking my understanding by looking at the broader context. But I'm fairly certain that they've been stupid rather than racist. But, and obviously, this is why they've apologized for the offense, for the thing that you brought up, Pabs. Like, I think it's a very real something that they probably didn't take into account.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you very much for your time, guys. Have a fantastic week.
So we have the pleasure of having you physically in the studio with us next week, is what I'm understanding.
Nice.
I believe so. I'm actually visiting you guys tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Great.
Awesome stuff. Thank you very much, Rich.
Take care. Cheers. Yeah. Bye. Cheers, Ben.
Ciao.
This is CliffCentral.com.